Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment of Warming Up Food on Shabbos. We've spoken about how much something is cooked to be considered cooking. We've spoken about what type of foods you could consider cooking, what type of foods you couldn't consider cooking. We've spoken about different methods of cooking, bishul, afia. But there's one more thing we have to discuss. We've spoken about heat level of cooking, yad so lettuce bow, hot enough that you couldn't comfortably touch it. That's the basic threshold for halachic heat in terms of cooking or baking. The question of what vessel this potential cooking is taking place in. And this is a very important aspect of the laws of Shabbos. And basically the concept goes as follows. Generally speaking, there's no such thing as cooking unless the heat threshold is at least yad so lettuce bowl. That's that threshold of anywhere from 110 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit, different opinions, but hot enough that it's not comfortable to the touch. There's a concept in halacha that the maintaining of that heat is essential to the cooking process. And the way one ensures that that heat is maintained has to do with what vessel this cooking is taking place in. So, let's use some terms. One term is kli rishon. Literally, kli rishon is translated as first-level vessel, which means that's the vessel in which this item was originally cooked. Think for a moment of your pot of soup. You had water and onions and all these wonderful ingredients, and you put them all in a pot, and you put the pot on the burner, you turn the burner on, and after a lot of toil and time, voila, you have your soup. The pot is the kli rishon. We believe that as long as the soup inside that pot has a heat of yad so lettuce bow, anything that could potentially be cooked that gets dropped into that pot of soup in that pot is definitely prone to be cooked. We would say that even if the pot is no longer on the burner. As long as the heat level within the pot is yad so lettuce bow, that's kli rishon. And we believe that the pot sustains and maintains the level of heat in a unique way, since that was the vessel in which the original cooking took place. Kli rishon. Now, you then transfer that soup from your pot to a serving tureen, I think is what it's called. Hope I used the right word. Sort of a larger bowl that you'll bring to the table. That's not the vessel in which the soup was cooked. Now the soup's still very hot, but because that's not the vessel that got hot with the soup, we don't think it maintains heat in the same way, and that's cliché-y. And then you take that soup from that serving utensil and you pour it into the bowls of your different guests at the table, that's cliché-y. Third level vessel. Kli rishon, first level. Kli sheni, second level. Kli shlishi, third level. We believe, generally speaking, in most cases, even if the soup in your bowl, in your personal bowl, is nice and hot, way beyond yad so lettuce bow, because it's in a kli shlishi, third level, it's not going to maintain the heat very well. And therefore, in the vast majority of circumstances, even if you were to put your challah that was baked and not cooked into your piping hot soup, if you did it in your kli shlishi, it's not considered cooking. So that's an extremely important variable, not just what the state of the food was, not just what the temperature was, but what vessel it was in. Now, normally we say, in most circumstances we say, that both a kli rishon and a kli sheni have the capacity to cook as long as the heat level is yad so lettuce bow. So on a basic level, we're going to talk a lot more about this tomorrow, but on a basic level, the question about the noodles versus the bread has much more to do with the initial pot of soup and perhaps the serving vessel than it does the bowl of soup at your plate, the kli shlishi. But please listen to tomorrow's review before you go and try this at home, because there's another whole wrinkle to this. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.